Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on decision-making processes. This podcast forms part of a mini-series on working in groups or teams. Decision-making is an integral part of group working. Many kinds of decision-making procedures impact on the group or its members. I'm going to share with you now some choices on different types of decision-making approaches. Afterwards, you might like to review the groups of which you are a member. Which decision-making processes do you see in operation? Are they working? Are they appropriate? And of course, finally, do you have other choices for different types of approaches? Firstly, decision through bypassing. In this approach, an idea is offered, but before it can be discussed, another idea is presented. The first idea is bypassed and allowed to fail through inaction. Does anyone make any contributions which do not receive any kind of response or recognition? And what effect does this have on the member? Decision by authority. Here, the most important, prestigious, authoritative, or powerful person in the group actively supports the idea and acts on the assumption that all others agree. Does anyone in your group, including yourself, make a decision and carry it out without checking with other members of the group? What effect does this have on the group? Decision by vocal minority. A vocal minority creates the impression that widespread support exists for an idea. Because other members fail to offer objections, the idea is accepted. Who supports the other members' suggestions or decisions? Does this support result in two members deciding the topic or activity for the group? How does this affect other group members? Decision by majority. Through the procedure of a poll, the idea supported by more than half of the group is accepted. Is there any evidence of a majority pushing a decision through over other members' objections? Do they call for a vote? Majority support? Decision through consensus. When communication among members of the group has been genuinely open and receptive, and when each person has been able to express his or her opinion and tender his or her objection, then agreement can be reached at the point when members are willing to subscribe to the idea, even if they have some reservations about it. Consensus represents support for a majority opinion, given willingly and as a consequence of the members' understanding of that opinion, and the fact that they will have influenced its shaping during interaction. Is there any attempt to get all members participating in a decision and achieve consensus? What effect does this seem to have on the group? And finally, decision by unanimity. Unanimity occurs when all members of the group actually agree on the selection of an idea or a solution. Usually, important group decisions are reached by consensus, but there are times when complete agreement by all members should be sought. So take a moment to consider these different ways of reaching decisions. Do you see them operating within your group or team? And how is it working? And finally, the most important question, how could you make decisions more effectively? And this ends the podcast on decision-making processes.